Intuition and presence in the moment are two key skills for the Ikigai coach, allowing them to access a form of direct and non-rational knowledge and to be fully available for what is playing out in the here and now of the coaching relationship. Beyond tools and techniques, it is often in these moments of intuitive connection and authentic presence that the most profound realizations and transformations occur for the client. Intuition is a form of immediate and synthetic perception, which enables the understanding of a situation or a person in their entirety without going through the filter of rational analysis. It is a kind of sixth sense that manifests in the form of a felt sense, an image, or an inner certainty. The Ikigai coach learns to recognize and trust these subtle messages, which can guide their questioning or their exercise suggestions. For instance, when facing a client who expresses difficulty in making a choice, the coach may have the intuition that a deep fear of failure is at work and propose a role-play exercise to explore it, submodule 8.5. To develop their intuition, the Ikigai coach cultivates an attitude of openness and receptivity, temporarily setting aside their knowledge and certainties. They practice welcoming what emerges in the moment, without trying to control or immediately interpret it. The practice of meditation and mindfulness, submodule 8.6, is a valuable ally in quieting the mind and making oneself available for intuitive messages. By regularly connecting to their inner center through breathing or physical grounding, the coach refines their ability to perceive subtle signals. Presence in the moment is closely connected to intuition. It is the ability to be fully attentive and engaged in what is happening in the present moment, without being distracted by thoughts, judgments, or anticipations. When the Ikigai coach is deeply present, they offer an exceptional quality of listening and connection, allowing the client to feel recognized and supported in their immediate experience. This presence acts as a kind and welcoming mirror, inviting the client to express themselves with authenticity and vulnerability. To cultivate their presence, the Ikigai coach develops their bodily and emotional awareness. By being attuned to the sensations, tensions, and emotions that inhabit them, they can accept and regulate them to remain available to the other person. They can rely on grounding techniques such as conscious breathing, visualizing a resource place, or touching a symbolic object to return to presence whenever they feel scattered. The regular practice of meditation and mindfulness, submodule 8.6, is, once again, a major asset in developing the ability to inhabit the moment. Anecdote: during a session, Jean, a 40-year-old client, talked about feeling lost in his professional and personal life. As he was detailing his struggles, the Ikigai coach suddenly had the intuition that Jean needed a pause and to reconnect with himself. The coach then invited him to take a few deep breaths in silence, then to focus on the sensations in his body. After a few minutes of this self-presence exercise, Jean teared up and expressed deep relief, as if he had found an inner anchor. This intuition from the coach, born out of their own presence in the moment, allowed Jean to experience a transformative reunion with his deep self. Intuition and presence in the moment are subtle and profound skills, which are cultivated throughout the life of the coach. They require regular training, both in professional practice and in personal life. The Ikigai coach can rely on various approaches to develop them, such as meditation, yoga, martial arts, dance, or any other discipline that promotes self-awareness and intuitive openness. They can also draw inspiration from contemplative wisdom traditions, such as Zen Buddhism or Taoist philosophy, which propose ways to connect to the present moment and to intuitive knowledge. By cultivating their intuition and presence, the Ikigai coach develops a way of being and a way of doing that is unique, enabling them to accompany their clients with subtleness, accuracy, and depth. These skills, at the crossroads of emotional intelligence, secular spirituality, and relational expertise, are a strong marker of the Ikigai coach's humanistic and contemplative stance. They pave the way for a coaching relationship that goes well beyond techniques and tools to touch on the very essence of the helping relationship, the authentic encounter between two beings in the here and now, in service of self-realization and the embodiment of one's Ikigai. Points to remember: intuition and presence in the moment are two key skills for the Ikigai coach, allowing for direct and non-rational knowledge and availability to what is happening in the here and now. Intuition is an immediate and synthetic perception, a sixth sense manifesting as a felt sense, an image, or an inner certainty. It relies on an attitude of openness and receptivity, Presence in the moment is the ability to be fully attentive and engaged in the current moment, offering exceptional listening and connection quality. It relies on body and emotional awareness. Meditation and mindfulness are essential practices for developing intuition and presence by quieting the mind and connecting to one's inner center. Intuition and presence allow the Ikigai coach to accompany their clients with subtleness, accuracy, and depth beyond techniques and tools. These profound and subtle skills are cultivated throughout the life of the coach through varied approaches such as meditation, yoga, martial arts, dance, or contemplative wisdoms. They are a strong marker of the humanistic and contemplative stance of the Ikigai coach, paving the way to an authentic encounter serving the realization of oneself and their Ikigai.